Good evening and welcome everyone to tonight's SMB Learning Center. So excited that you all could join us tonight for our very first Learning Center event. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to our leader, Mr. Carr.
Thank you, Ms. Candy, and I'm glad everybody's here. Before we get started, let us go ahead and pray. So if you don't mind right where you are, let's just pray right quick so we can get in, you know, invite the Holy Spirit in, and we go and do what we do. All right, so go ahead and bow your heads and open up your hearts and close your eyes. Father God, we thank you for this evening. We just thank you, Father God, for just putting it on our hearts to just fellowship once again, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to even have something called the Learning Center, Father God, just so we can understand more of your word, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for all that you do for us. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God. We thank you for guiding us throughout the day. And Father God, we thank you for giving us the ambitious spirit, Father God, to be successful. And that's by fulfilling your call on our life. We just want to say we thank you and we love you, Father God, and we just lift everything up to you, Father God, that is on our hearts right now. We thank you and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone say amen.
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 Well, y'all, tonight, what we're doing with the Learning Center, we're not going to be long on the phone, but it's just to recap the week that we just had. We talked about this past week, we talked about being more than a conqueror. And one good thing about the Learning Center that we'll be doing is we'll be just diving in with questions, diving in with some things that you may want to add that we may have overlooked, okay, and just something that you may, you know, something brand new, something that just came to you about being more than a conqueror. So at any time throughout the call, please press *5 if you got a question about anything. That's why I encourage everybody to take notes on the call, okay? If you had a question about anything, it doesn't matter, the scripture, definition, some wording, if something was said wrong, hey, you know, let's throw it out there so we can learn a little bit more. So this is not one of those things where it's hard-pressed. I believe Ms. Brandy sent me something today. Ms. Brandy, you want to share with them what you sent? Because I thought it was very powerful. Okay, and I think that it's something that we all should take heed to. Ms. Brandy, you mind?
Oh, no, I don't mind. Let me pull it up real quick.
Okay. And y'all see that it's a diagram, and it's very, very, very interesting the way it was broken down, and I think it has a lot of revelation in it. It has a lot of validity in it, too. So, you know, Ms. Brandy, whenever you're ready, just let me know.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
I happened to get a picture, and it's of a man with his hands, his head in his hands, and the title is, How Do You Know That You Are Dying Spiritually? And there's 9 points to what they're talking about. The first one is the story of the cross no longer moves you. And the second one is you have left your first love. On 8 of those points, there are scriptures that correlate with them. The next one says you are fooling yourself. The church service becomes bores you by failing to do what you know you should do. You have no interest in saving souls, frequent absences at the worship services, worldly things attract you more than spiritual things, and no participation in the work of the church.
And that's interesting. I thought that was very profound because a lot of those are like pinpoint accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the participation in the church. Now, the church, I'm so open and honest with these things, you know, I'm not anti-building at all. But I will tell you, like the Bible says, we are the building.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's simple. The Bible says that God does not dwell in man-made temples. Anybody care to break that down? What would that mean, Ms. LaTanya? God does not dwell in man-made temples.
It means that, you know, God and his Holy Spirit dwells within us, so we are the temples, and we have to honor that. So a lot of people think that they go to church, that's it. You know, they've gone to the building, and they've received all that they need just from being in that building, but they don't understand that they have to first have a relationship with God. And to have that relationship, they have to honor their temples. They have to know what it means when they say that the Spirit dwells within us. And that's a misconception that a lot of people have.
Yeah. So God does not dwell in man-made temples. In no way, shape, or form, I say do not go to the physical building church, but that's your second church.
Right.
Okay.
Amen.
Your primary church, even if you want to look at it natural, your primary church is your house.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, right. Your primary church is that spirit man, that body of yours. You are the church. But even if you want to look at it in natural, your primary church is your physical house. Anybody heard of Charity Starts at Home?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yes, oh, yes.
I know you will feel, anybody will feel slighted, right? If someone is, you know, the person that you say you love, y'all got a marriage together, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it may be, they can treat everybody else good but can't treat the house good. It's kind of wrong, huh?
Yes, sir.
Right. It is.
Actually, there's scripture that denotes that. If a man can't take care of his household, how can he take care of the physical building church?
Yes.
That's true, y'all. Okay. So I'm not, you know, pushing it to the side and saying we shouldn't, but what I'm saying is your church starts at your house within you. All right? And that's just like being, you know, with the topic of being more than a conqueror. You know, I see it all the time where people, you know, your little boy may fall down and what the daddy say, you're a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What he just reiterated was the fact that you're a soldier. In other words, you're going to have bumps and bruises.
Right.
And so I can only imagine God lifting us and saying, you're a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. In other words, you're going to have bumps and bruises. You're going to have trials and tribulations. But that's what conquerors do. They conquer.
Right.
The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. I talked about that on yesterday, right? Study to show thyself approved. Now watch this. Where's the approved part? The approved part, anybody else, we got to teach on the phone. Miss Candy, when you study, what comes after your studying?
There's a test.
Y'all got that? How you think God says study to show yourself approved, thyself approved? In other words, God doesn't tempt, God tests. So he's saying study because I'm sending the test your way.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And I don't know about y'all, but y'all remember y'all when we was in grade school, you got the little frown, you got the little check mark, or you got, you know y'all, I remember that, before we got A, B, C's, and D's. God say either you approved or you're not. How I'm going to know you approved, well, I'm sorry, I'm going to show you that you approved. I'm going to show you that you approved or not by how you handle this test, conqueror.
Yes.
And then when we say, well, we don't know, I don't know how to handle it, I don't know how to handle it, it's because somebody ain't studying. Because if you had the answers, how you don't know how to answer that test?
Yes.
For every obstacle that God sends your way, that God allows to come your way, it's not to tear you down. He created you to be more than a conqueror. The thing is, for every challenge that comes your way, God has already built up a hedge of protection called an answer. The thing is, we don't know the answer because we refuse to study.
Yes.
Okay? So with that being said, let us go ahead and get into the Learning Center. Anybody has star 5? Come on, Ms. Candy, if they press star 5, let me know now. Okay, star 5, any questions you may have had, anything you want to add to the call, even if it was something that was revelation to you, something that stood out that you really want to say, hey, I really like that. You know, this is what the Learning Center is about, and don't be bashful. You don't even have to say your name. Just put it out there. Okay?
We do have one raised hand.
Okay.
All right. Caller, go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes. First of all, I want to say I enjoyed the call all last week. The message was awesome. But, as I've been going through things in my job, and the message was pinpoint as more than conqueror. We say that all the time. People always, they're using their phrases. I'm more than a conqueror, but do you believe it? And that just came to me when I was meditating. do you believe it? You let doubt seek in. You let fear seek in and worry seek in. But, you know, God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but a sound mind. And then as I was studying, I had ran across something, and it had your inner resources become your outward strength. The Holy Spirit is your inner resource. And I said, okay, that's great. And then they have, first, the Holy Spirit strengthens you when you're overwhelmed by adversity. And second, the Holy Spirit will never withhold knowledge and or ability from you. And as I was pondering on it, I say that, you know, that was a great statement that was being said. And the scripture that came to me with that was 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world of our faith. Yes, we have victory, not just on Resurrection Sunday during Easter time. We have it every day during through the year, so we just need to remember that. That's all I want to share.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was excellent. And, y'all, and what it does, the points that I had Ms. Brandon to bring up, the reason why I brought that up, and let me intertwine that in what she just mentioned, you know, the caller just mentioned, it's like the inward resources are there for us to use. One of the things that Ms. Brandon brought up was the fact that how do you know that you are basically falling out of fellowship with God? The things of God bore you. The things of God bore us. That's interesting. Because when you love doing what you're doing, it's never work.
That's right.
It's never work. I tell that to my crew all the time. It's never work, y'all. When God is involved and he created you to conquer, the thing is we have to figure out, okay, what is it, God, that I should be doing at all times? See, when you love God, like we say we love God, if we love God, why do we get tired of hearing about him?
That's good.
Y'all get it? In other words, the only way that we can conquer anything is through God. Remember, you know, we say I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In order to be a conqueror, that means you're overtaking something, you're overcoming something. Well, to overtake and overcome, that means you must have some strength. How can you be strong? See, it's mighty funny how when it comes to the thing of God, we'll fall asleep in church. The flesh is not on your side. I want you to know that.
Yes, sir.
You can get distracted any other time. We give, y'all need to hear this, and for real, we're more than conqueror. We say church on Sunday. An hour. We'd be watching the clock. Y'all done made the pastor put up a clock at the back of the church.
Mm-hmm.
People be, you know, pastor, you got to be on stick to time because, you know, people's attention span ain't long. It's funny how their attention span ain't long, but they can put 40 hours plus a week for money, but can't put 2 hours a week for God. Now, tell me the math.
Mm-mm.
I know they said, Mr. Carr, I thought this was supposed to be learning. And it is. We're learning. So do you see the arithmetic to that? We are put in 40 hours plus a week and never fall asleep at our job.
Right.
But we get bored with the word of God. That strengthens us. That provided for us the job.
Yes. Well, we have someone, Mr. Carr, on the line who wants to jump in with us and share.
Please do. Please go ahead.
Caller, go ahead with your question or comment.
Okay, so I have a question, and this is about a friend. I have been encouraging her for quite some time, but every time she is presented with a situation or a circumstance that is a little bit uncomfortable or a test, if you will, she begins to doubt. She's not trusting God fully. So she wants to know if God has called her to be more than a conqueror, how can she overcome the wavering of her faith and the lack of trusting God so that that can begin to manifest in her life? And she swears that, well, swearing is not of God, but she continues to say that I'm striving and I'm really, really trying, but she still struggles in the area and she wants to be able to overcome that.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Even Nike has a slogan that says, just do it. Me personally, okay, this is personal, not even spiritual, I don't believe in trying. Either you do it or you don't.
Right.
Now, I know some people believe in trying. Trying is accepting. In other words, when you try and do something, that means if I fail at it, you should understand.
Right.
Yes.
That's fair?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
He has made billions, trillions, gazillions of dollars off the slogan, just do it. It didn't say just try it. It said just do it. Right? So what happens even with your friend, even in those circumstances, he said, you know, you're wavering with your faith. I do believe, Miss Candy, the Bible says that the beginning of all wisdom and knowledge is what?
Understand.
You there, Miss Candy?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay. The beginning of all wisdom and knowledge is what?
I'm absolutely blank, sir.
Okay, the beginning of all wisdom and knowledge, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
For a proper respect and reverence for God. The Bible says if we diligently seek his face, there is nothing, how can God withhold any? God tells us to not withhold any good thing from anybody. So if he tells us to do something, you know he's not hypocritical.
Right.
See, so are we really diligently seeking God? For instance, I need everybody to hear this. Even when you've been more than a conqueror, right? When you look for something long enough, hard enough, you know eventually you're going to stumble across it. See, how people say a closed mouth don't get fed. So if I really wanted, you know, a masoner to do my concrete, you know, if I look for it time and time again, eventually I'm going to come across 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever number it may be, because I continue to look. I'm going to say, Miss Brandy, you know anybody who do concrete? See, I'm diligently trying to find something. Miss Brandy, see how the streams open up?
Right.
Yes. Yes.
But what if I say I'm really trying to find God, but I'll never really search?
Yes.
What you got, Miss Candy?
I said, you're not going to find him.
Y'all understand? It's just like when you want a relationship, the reason why you kind of bitter, I'm speaking to people out there, the reason why you kind of bitter, because you wanted a relationship so bad that you took on that one, that one, that one, that one. But you see how your horizons broaden? That's why your attitude towards that other gender is bad now, because you've been messed over how many times. But the fact of the matter is, you said you wanted one, you actually diligently sought one too, right?
Right.
You want a relationship, yet you're doing nothing. So how can you want God, yet you're doing nothing? And we say we love God. But love is an action word, so what love is that? And how can we love God and our faith be wavering like that, lest we're not really diligently seeking his face? Because you got to understand, something's going to have to give at some point in time in life. Okay? Either your faith is going to weigh out, or your fear is going to weigh out.
This is true.
Is it? At some point in time, you're going to have to put on your big girl drawers and your big man drawers and say, you know what? Hey, man, I done tried it my way for X amount of years. I done lived in fear all these years. I have to trust God. Trusting God says I don't see him, but I know his outcome. I trust him.
Yes.
If you can trust getting on an airplane, you can trust God. How are you flying? Do you know you're going to make it there? But what you say, even if I don't, oh well. So why you ain't doing that in God?
Yes, Lord.
Why is our attitude not like, you don't even know the pilot. You know nothing about that plane. But you trust the plane more than you trust God. And then we say, well, if God take me, he take me. That's just my time. But you be afraid to give yourself to God because you say, well, as long as I'm here another day, our attitude should be the same way. If he take it, it's just my time. But I'm walking out and I'm stepping out in faith. Oh, well.
Amen.
Y'all hear me? Conquerors? All right, we had any other questions?
No, we didn't, but I did want to share something. For the week, it's just been, as we were talking about the topic, one of the things that we continuously talked about was obedience. And I think it's so important that we always go back to that, because if we're being obedient to God, if we are following after the things that he says, then it makes everything else so much easier. And we say it a lot, but truly if we think about it, just like this morning we're talking about in prayer how we should be focusing in on God, being more precise. Well, think about it. If we're focused on God, if we're focused on what is it that God would have me do, then we don't have space for the fears. We don't have space for our doubts. We don't have space to be focused on those other things. So it makes it so much easier to believe we're more than conquerors, because we're consistently filling ourselves with thoughts that he has and filling ourselves with his word. So if we are obedient, if we're diligently seeking him, just as we talked about all throughout the week, it makes it that much easier. And I'm just so happy that we always go back to the simple things. How can we get in position to be more than conquerors? Well, we have to obey God, and we obey him by seeking after him. We obey him by making sure that we're following what he says in his word. And it's all like a cycle. We have to be seeking him to know what his word says, because if we're seeking after him, then we're going to read it. And then we'll understand the little things that he wants us to do on a day in and day out basis. So that makes it, again, so much easier for us. And I don't want it to be like a routine, but it more so becomes a part of us, as opposed to having all of that space for our doubts or our fears or, you know, allowing sickness or whatever it is to take hold of our minds. Instead of doing that, just taking that one step, each moment taking a step closer to him, just it makes it easier to cut all of those things out. So I'm just happy that we talked again about how important it is to be obedient to God.
Very much so. Okay, can anybody give me the definition of conqueror? Not the people who are already talking. See, this is the learning center, so we're about to make some people, and I did say make, because you have a voice, and nothing you say is foolish or wrong. Hey, don't be embarrassed in God. I'm probably, used to be one of the most shyest people is. Now I say, you know, heck with it, I'm going in. It is what it is. Okay, people going to laugh at you anyway, so I'm going to give them something to laugh about. So, with that being said, can somebody give me the definition of conqueror?
Yes,
of
one out here willing.
Conqueror, okay, conqueror, what we got?
All right, caller, go right ahead.
A conqueror is someone who takes over a place or people, typically known more as a victor, a winner, a champion. And that was one of the most interesting things for me when I looked into this definition this week. Because
okay.
Victor, yeah.
So conqueror, can anybody give me the definition of conquest?
A conquest is, it's simply the thing that you conquer. So like if you were a pirate or something, your conquest could be the things that you gathered from. Well, that's probably not the best example because pirates steal, but we all know what a pirate does, and their conquest is the thing that they went after and got.
Okay, okay. So with that being said, you know that Satan's job is to divide and what?
Conquer.
Conquer. Huh. Did y'all catch it?
Yes, sir.
The byproduct is to... What? Okay. He divides and he conquers.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if Satan's job is to divide and conquer, what is God's job?
Wouldn't that be more along the lines of uniting as opposed to dividing?
That's it. Satan is totally diametrically opposite of God. Whatever God say, Satan's going to say the opposite. So the enemy's job is to divide and conquer. this is why a lot of times when we go through stuff, everybody on the phone, since y'all being quiet, I wish I had the phone list in front of me because I started unmuting. I'm serious. Because I thought this was supposed to be a learning center. We in this together. This is why I have this so that y'all can talk and not me talk. Okay? But the deal is this. If the enemy's job is to divide, every time we fall away from church, every time we're going through stuff, what we do? What the typical person do?
Draw back.
Fall back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what they tell you, they list off, I'm going through. I thought that's the time to get unite.
Right.
Get caught up.
Right? So God's job says he's about uniting and conquering. Don't y'all know Jesus could have did it by himself? But he didn't for a reason.
Right.
And then look at what he united to conquer. Some knuckleheads. See, y'all think them disciples was all good. I think you better open your Bible again. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, you don't have to open your Bible. Look at yourself. I'm talking about in your own comfort of your own home. You know you better than anybody else. You know you ain't all right. I'll be the first one to know I ain't all right. You understand? Ain't nothing about me perfect. We strive for perfection. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
If God can use old encrypted messed up us, what you think he used then?
Right.
Y'all better go read your Bible. It wasn't until after they got the revelation Jesus left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When they walked with him, it was a lot. They were jealous of each other. But God said, no. All that came, you know, ride over here, because if that rise and rises, it's going to be divided. You all going to fall. Together we stand. J.J. said it best. Divided we fall.
Mm-hmm.
Then, y'all know, two sides are small. Right?
Right.
Okay. So the thing is, God is all about unity, uniting with what? What you think fellowship is?
It's unity.
It's unity. What you don't understand, somebody else does. You can bring it to life. The thing is, even with the Learning Center, this is why I encourage you to speak up. Say something. Something you all may say may spark something in us that we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let us just spew out knowledge and stuff like that, and you have knowledge in you and you're not sharing that. Your words are very important. Very. Okay? They go hand in hand. Because what happens then, okay, because if y'all even look at your shoestrings, for the ones who don't have the Velcro thing, okay, if you have shoestrings, how many little loops you have in there? I've talked about it, even one strand versus strands together. What I'm saying is, united, we can conquer anything. The Bible says two is greater than one. You are more than a conqueror. He didn't tell you to conquer alone.
Mm. Yes.
But in some communities, we have this I'm all by myself because the crab in the barrel mentality. But you ain't the only one that's good in your race, community, or gender.
Right.
You understand? Being a conqueror, we have to put aside those selfish weights that we have. One of the things I really want to go over real quickly before we get off the phone, because I said we're going to be 30 minutes, with the four golden points. Okay, I don't know if y'all remember those, but I'm going to share them real quickly. The first one I mentioned yesterday was that being more than a conqueror is knowing and doing what God says.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay? Being more than a conqueror. In other words, being successful is knowing and doing what God. See, many people think that prosperity and success come from having power, having influence over people. Hmm? Or better yet, even the relentless desire to get ahead. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
But being more than a conqueror, that's not what God meant. Being more than a conqueror is to be strong and courageous,
mm-hmm.
because the task ahead of you will not be easy according to the flesh. I mean, y'all right now, you the one who got to pray for mama, pray for daddy. You the one that has to financially take care of this financially. It's not going to be easy. But God purposely put it on your shoulders because you know better. How many of y'all want to be honest, being more than a conqueror, obeying God's law? In other words, being obedient to the word of God. And you got all these fleshly desires. That's easy. Y'all know that's not easy.
That's right.
Especially when we're in the flesh. Now, the more we get in God, the easier it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? How many of you know right now that it is a difficult, it is difficult to just say, I want to study the word of God. Ain't no pictures in the Bible no more. They used to put the pictures in and took them out.
Yeah.
All words.
It's difficult to study, but when you get closer to God, it becomes the love of your life. The devil say you don't even know where to start. You're too prideful to call somebody because then you're 27, 37 years old, and what you look like calling somebody else. You should know this, so you don't say nothing at all. Because pride got us wrapped up. But that stopped us from being more than a conqueror because pride put it to the side. Because you have a conquest. God has given you an order to go ahead and take over some land. God has given you a direct order to go ahead and take over those evil spirits that consume your family. But somebody being quiet because somebody at the building saying I'm a conqueror, but at their house, they don't act like one.
Right.
How you a conqueror? You know what conquerors do? Conquerors see problems and conquerors handle problems. Conqueror. The Bible says when you see your brother in error, go to your brother in love. Number two, with that golden point, it says that being more than a conqueror is determined by our faithfulness to God. I think I gave Jeremiah 51, 63, and 64. Okay? Yeah, all right. So determined by your faithfulness, our faithfulness to God. You know what faithfulness is. Are we obedient to God? Okay? So we have to make sure that we are obedient to God so that we can conquer the things of God. Because what will happen is we'll start conquering things, but it ain't the things of God. In other words, I got 3 and 4 jobs. What you talking about? I am more than a conqueror. You have 3 and 4 jobs that have nothing to do with you, your salvation, your soul being saved. You being voted the most popular because you've won over, overcome the odds. Somebody had a deficiency, a handicap, and now all of a sudden they bawling. That has nothing to do with God. You know what has something to do with God? The light that God has given you that's shining out on others and affecting them more so than it affects you, conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think y'all heard me. Because see, what a conqueror's job is to do is to go in and conquer something, not for themselves, but for the glory of God. In other words, you know, when you know how you sign off on something, they don't come back, you know what I'm saying, and you give them your business card. In other words, you're giving them God's business cards. In other words, tell them God did this. That's what conquerors do. Because then, if they can't get their hands on you, Miss Brandy, they know that you went to God, and God healed that family. So I need to go to God, not Miss Brandy. No. Oh. Miss Brandy's job done. Miss Brandy just came and said, God did this, not me. But see, we conquer and we think we want to tell people, yeah, call me when you need me. They don't need you. They need God.
Amen.
Y'all understand? More than a conqueror. This is the learning center. All right? So we're going to leave it at that. Oh, the other two, I'm sorry. Do we have anybody raising a hand, Miss Candy?
We do have one hand raised.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Right, caller, go right ahead.
Good evening. I had, I just wanted to share, Mr. Carr, when you talked earlier about the flesh not being on our side, and just as we were talking about being more than a conqueror, just to be able to be on the phone with everything that, you know, our distractions, the things that our flesh would have us to put before us before we get on the phone to talk about, you know, sharing God's word and talk about him. is definitely something that, you know, we need to look at being more than a conqueror, because God has, he tells us that we are, you know, and the flesh will keep us literally from seeing that. It will definitely keep us down, fearful, doubtful, all of that good stuff, before we actually move out on what it is that he has for us to do. One of the quotes that came that I saw last night I want to share also, it says, conquerors fight their own battles, and you are more than a conqueror. That's why the battle is fought on your behalf by Christ. However, it does not mean that you should stay idle. Dress up and go to work. And the dress up and go to work part means that we should be doing what God has called us to do. The part of being idle means that the flesh, the same flesh that doesn't want us to do what we have to do, we need to make sure that we're victorious over that. And so I just wanted to share that little bit of information as you were talking about that.
Okay. Good deal. Thank you for that. All righty. So that's all the time we have for tonight, y'all. So we thank everybody for calling in. We will be doing the Learning Center every Monday. I encourage you again to take notes, jot down questions, something that you was unfamiliar with that you need further explanation for. I mean, y'all quiet. I promise you, I need to call on y'all because y'all got it going on because y'all don't have no questions, so y'all can teach some messages on Sunday and Wednesday.
All right.
I'm serious. When I don't hear no questions, that means we got some A-plus students in God's Word, and I want to be a student and listen. In other words, I'm provoking y'all to interact. Because I promise you, we was on this phone talking about better learning, how to make more money and, you know, sell this, that, another, and you can become a millionaire. Everybody got a question.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, don't let that flesh get us like that. We got too many obligations in God. Okay? Too many obligations. All right? I really, really encourage all of us to be participants in God's Word. You know, really participate in the Word of God. Stop just keeping the pews warm. God said, Adam, where art thou? He didn't say that for his own good health. He said that because he wanted a response from Adam.
Right.
I don't know about y'all. Maybe you cook and you don't want nobody to say, it's good. Maybe you don't want none of that. But me, I do. Because, see, that shows that you're attentive. You're paying attention. You're interacting. It means something to you. There's a call. I call on, that's good enough. No, it's not. We don't want just the at least. Give me your at best.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Because you do understand what we do to the least of them, we also do unto God. So you might say this little phone call, right, the least of them, what we do to God. Right?
Yes, sir.
Participation, that's all it is. And I'm being honest, though. And it's a learning thing. It's a learning curve. We're more than conquerors. And conquerors, we come to the round table and we learn more about God. All right? So let's go ahead and get off the phone. Ms. Candy, go ahead and pray for us, please.
Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to come before you. We thank you so much for everyone who is assembled here tonight, just for another opportunity to feast on your word, Lord. Lord, we thank you for opening up our understanding and for giving us just a deeper insight into the word that was shared this previous week. Lord, as we go throughout this week, we pray that you will open us up even more, Lord. Give us new opportunities to share. Open up a new scripture for us, Lord, and help us to understand it in a way that we haven't before. Lord, we pray these things in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And that's what I'm glad you said that. Y'all, next week, come with a scripture, one that we didn't hear. Come with something that you found so we can all just share. I think that's great. Y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all on Wednesday.
Good night.